Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts. Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, everybody. Joining me now is an Iraq War veteran and senator from Illinois who has a new book called Every Day is a Gift. Please welcome Senator Tammy Duckworth. Senator, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me on.
Senator, on Friday, the Capitol Police lost another officer in an attack, Officer Billy Evans. I have to imagine that the Capitol Police are still reeling in many ways from the January 6th attack, when this attack comes along. Is there anything what do you have to say to those police who put their lives on the line to protect all of you on Capitol Hill who are facing this kind of trauma?
Well, what I say to them is the same thing I've been saying to them since January 6th, that I see you, I know you're hurting, and I'm going to do everything I can to get you the resources you need to do your job, and I thank them for keeping me safe. They kept me safe on January 6th, and Officer Evans actually works the entrance to the Capitol complex that I use every day that I go on the Hill, so he's a familiar face, and we're going to miss him tremendously.
Well, you are a senator, you're a former congresswoman, no stranger to service. You have a new book called Every Day is a Gift, and you write a lot about your 23 years in the Army. You flew Black Hawks, you served as a platoon leader, you were a company commander. Is there anything that you didn't do that you wanted to be able to do in the Army that you never got a chance to?
Well, I got a chance to do it, but I failed so miserably at calling cadences because I have no rhythm and I have...
What's calling cadence?
It's when you're singing songs as you're marching along, you know, C-130, marching down the street.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I don't know, but I've been told that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes, that kind of stuff, yeah. I was so bad in basic training that my platoon mates told me to please just be quiet. You're throwing the entire formation out of step.
Well, let's see what we got.
I'm really bad at it.
This is you on top of, I'm not sure what kind of helicopter
this is.
That's a Huey right there. And how long did you fly?
I flew for 13 years in the Army until I was shot down. That, by the way, has orange doors because that's at flight school. That's the Army's version of student driver. Watch out. Everybody get out of the way.
And what led you to actually flying helicopters? What made you want to fly?
I didn't. I thought I would become a military intelligence person or a linguist or somebody like that. But when I was being commissioned, I write about this in detail in the book. The officer, I was the only female in my officer candidate class. And they said, well, the guys, whatever you want to be, you still have to put down combat jobs as your top choices, except for Duckworth. She's female. Women can't go into combat. So Duckworth, you can, you know, don't put down any combat jobs. And I thought that was fundamentally unfair to the guys because I was going to get equal pay for equal work, but I was going to take equal risk. So I asked around and I found out that aviation was one of the branches and I put that as my top choice. And then when I took the aptitude test, I scored off the charts on it. So apparently my brain is wired to be a helicopter pilot. Who knew?
What's the biggest challenge of flying a helicopter?
Multitasking. It's not actually flying the aircraft. As they would say in flight school, they could teach a monkey to wiggle a stick. It's about being able to talk to the other pilot, reading the map, talking on the radio, giving instructions to the other aircraft, talking to air traffic control, and not getting lost while you're flying. It's multitasking ability.
Well, as a senator who is a veteran of the Iraq War, what do you think that the United States' ongoing commitment and involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan should be?
Well, I think that as a senator, we need to have that discussion in Congress. We need to repeal the authorization for use of military force that was passed in 2001, 2002, and 2003, which we're still using to justify having troops in combat.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, ma'am, but That's still in effect? I thought that had lapsed at some point. Those 60 words are still what everything is based on?
That's still what everything is based on. We're even using those as an excuse to send our troops into Africa to go after Boko Haram. And, look, Boko Haram, they're bad guys, and we need to confront them. But if we're going to do that, we in Washington need to do our job and have the tough conversations and the tough votes about what we want our troops to do. Because you know they're going to step up and do their jobs when we ask them to. We in Congress should do ours.
In 2019, I know that you went back to Iraq. Where you were shot down, what was it like to go back to be back in the country where you had served and where you'd been wounded?
It was strangely comforting to be back with the smells and the feel of the body armor. When I put the body armor on, it was like, oh yeah, I'm back. Here I am. But it was also very, it was very emotional. They actually had the grid coordinates from the day of my shoot down. They looked that up, and they actually flew me over the exact area where we landed our aircraft and, where I was carried to safety. So it meant a lot to me to be able to leave Iraq on my own terms instead of being carried out.
We have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more Senator Tammy Duckworth.
Hey, everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Hey, everybody, we're back with the author of Every Day is a Gift, Senator Tammy Duckworth. There are only two Asian-American senators right now, you and Senator Mazie Hirono. And 2 weeks ago, you refused to vote for Biden nominees until more Asian-American and Pacific Islander candidates were included in high-level administration jobs. How did the administration react to that? What was their first reaction to that request?
Well, their first reaction was, don't go public.
Let's keep this in the family. Let's keep this in the family.
And I said, well, it wasn't exactly a private meeting that I was in when this happened. No, they said, listen, let's, what can we do? They responded to me right away, within hours. And so we were able to come to an agreement. And what they did, I'm very pleased with, which is that they agreed to put a high-level staffer in the West Wing who could stand up in the Oval Office and say, hey, these are the candidates that you should be looking at who are fully qualified for these jobs.
As the first senator to give birth in office, and you have $2. I think I have a photo right here.
Yes.
There you go. Abigail and Miley, almost six and almost three. Everyone's having trouble during COVID, juggling school from home and working from home. What is that like as a senator?
Well, early on, I did the same thing that everybody does, which is I didn't realize I was still not muted when I told Mighty to go potty and make sure she washed her hands after she go potty. And then Amy Klobuchar very dryly on this Zoom conference call with all of the senators said, and Tammy Duckworth is giving us very good advice. It's been hard. It's been hard. I am not a kindergarten teacher, and I felt like I failed my daughter. trying to help teach her from home. And I was trying to be home to be with her, but then I have to go do my job as a senator. And I think that's what a lot of moms are going through right now, especially. So it gave me a dose of reality with what families are facing all over the country.
Well, the new book is Every Day is a Gift. Senator Tammy Duckworth, everybody. Senator, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing Podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.